And if you're looking on YouTube for videos from American-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, you might have trouble this morning.
To the Muslims in America, I have this to say. How can your conscience allow you to live in peaceful coexistence with a nation that is responsible for the tyranny and crimes committed against your own brothers and sisters? How can you have your loyalty to a government that is leading the war against Islam and Muslims?
Facing a great deal of pressure, and in fact increasing pressure just recently from both American and especially British officials, YouTube has now removed hundreds of clips that featured the American-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, that featured calls to jihad by him. He's now based in Yemen. There was approximately 120 videos that were removed from the Google-owned video site YouTube, and it had streamed about 2 billion videos a week. Joining us now with more details is New York Times London Bureau Chief John Burns. Good morning.
Good morning.
I should say that I just now looked on YouTube, and within the past 2 minutes, people have started reposting videos from Anwar al-Awlaki. So this seems to me to a certain extent to be whack-a-mole on the part of YouTube. Have they addressed that?
You know, that's a technical question. It's beyond my competence, but you and I both know that this has been the pattern in the past. It's an extremely difficult problem to deal with.
Now, explain to me what the change of heart comes from YouTube. I know that the Brits have put incredible pressure on YouTube in recent days in light of a young woman in Britain who stabbed a politician after she said she was convinced by videos from somebody like Anwar al-Awlaki.
This was an extremely serious case, an attempted political assassination by a 21-year-old girl from a family from Bangladesh, a top scholar at King's College London, one of the best universities in the country, and a moderate by all accounts, until she, by her own testimony as produced in the court to the police, began watching al-Awlaki videos and decided that her route to paradise lay in going out and killing somebody, in this case a former Labour government minister who was talking to his constituents in what in Britain is called a surgery. It's basically a constituency meeting. She approached him wearing a full black robe and headdress with only her eyes visible, and went, as he thought, to shake her hand, and she had just bought two kitchen knives, each with about 6-inch blades, and plunged one of them into his abdomen.
Well, she not only although she did say she watched more than 100 hours of al-Awlaki, but she also pointed to videos from other clerics, such as Sheikh Abdullah Azam and other people that she watched. Has YouTube said anything about removing other videos?
She did. A British minister, security minister, who visited Washington last month, Baroness Neville Jones, who is a former senior diplomat, made a very strong call at the Brookings Institution for these videos to be taken down. That we can assume that the same sort of calls had been made privately over some time. There was an increasing sense of urgency, and I think what really turned the switch on this was the verdict that came down actually on Tuesday in the case of the young woman who attempted to murder the Member of Parliament, and she was sentenced yesterday to life imprisonment with a minimum of 15 years.
Well, it wasn't just the Brits. The Americans certainly were also putting pressure on YouTube and Google to take these videos down, especially in light of the recent package bomb attempt coming out of Yemen. And Congressman Anthony Weiner took a very public stance in demanding that they be removed. But they are saying that that's just part of YouTube's existing policy, that YouTube was not enforcing the policy that they already had in place.
Well, you would think so, wouldn't you, if you review the long history of jurisdiction in the United States, of jurisprudence, don't cry fire in a crowded theater from then on. Certainly in Britain, as British officials have said, if it were within the British power to do so, they would have taken these videos down a long time ago. So there are civil liberties issues here, but it seems as though YouTube have, at this point at least, decided that they want to strike a new balance in this.
YouTube spokeswoman said that the videos were taken down because they have these guidelines prohibiting dangerous or illegal activities such as bomb making, hate speech, and incitement to commit violent acts. What is the pushback, either in Britain or in the United States? Are people concerned that this is going to be the gateway to further removal of videos and it's going to hamper free speech?
Well, of course, there is that dark shadow that hangs over any action of this kind, and there is, of course, the further problem of interpreting what amounts to, the encouragement, incitement to violence. Al-Awlaki speaks of incitement to jihad, and, of course, there are many Muslims who will say that jihad is a very broad term, and it basically means struggle, moral struggle, and not necessarily violent struggle. But I think it's notable in this context that there were a band of young people, Muslims, who appeared in the court and outside the court in London at the Old Bailey yesterday, who were celebrating Awlaki as a hero. And, of course, that has a constituency. We may think of it as being a crazed constituency in the world. And they will certainly litigate here and elsewhere, as they have in the past, for what they regard as their right of free speech.
That is John Burns, the New York Times London Bureau Chief, checking in with us. Thanks so much, John. He's talking about a story that we just got this morning saying that YouTube, owned by Google, has removed 120 videos, perhaps more, featuring clips from the American-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki that they say incited violence. Thank you so much, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.